The feud is over the release of 51-year-old Clint Rimes, scheduled to leave the Sand Ridge Secure Treatment Center soon. State law says he should be housed in Milwaukee County, where he committed the violent rape he was convicted of in 1988. But a patchwork of local ordinances make that next to impossible. The plan now is to release him to a house in Fond du Lac County. Fond du Lac District Attorney Eric Toney says that would set a bad precedent.
Nobody wants one of these sex offenders to be their next-door neighbor. Each community has a responsibility to address these issues and not pass it off on another county. And what we don't want to become in Fond du Lac is a dumping ground and turn into Guantanamo Bay for sex offenders.
Milwaukee Alderman Tony Zielinski says he's working on a plan to change local ordinances in his county and establish rural or industrial locations where sex offenders can be housed far from residential areas.
So when I say rural, I'm thinking like some farm where there aren't any other houses around for, like, you know, maybe a half a mile or mile or something like that.
The current release plan for Rimes places him in a rural town in Fond du Lac County, but the sheriff and district attorney there say they don't want to become a dumping ground for offenders from other counties. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.